This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's big shot can't come from the Mets game. The Mets lost. Let's go back to Sunday Night Baseball and the Subway Series. Belly be ballin'. Cody Bellinger. He could play left field. He could play center field. He could play right field. He did it with the glove. He did it with the defense, throwing the ball in. But, man, Bellinger rose to the occasion. They couldn't get him out. They couldn't stop him. In that first game, he almost homered. In that first game, the Yankees won 6-2. He had 3 hits. Belly. And, you know, hitting behind Judge. Then in the second game that the Yankees lost, he did actually homer. He had that one hit, that ribby, worked the walk, had that throw into Volpe, the relay. And then, man, last night when the lights were brightest, I'm reminded this guy balled in the World Series. This guy was an MVP. This guy has hated the Mets since his dad was a Yankee. So he had to put him away. A grand slam. 3 hits, 6 ribbies, also worked 2 walks. Like, he was the MVP. He was the star. It wasn't Judge. It wasn't Soto. It was Cody freaking Bellinger. 7-for-11 with 2 homers and 7 ribbies. Just when some of y'all were thinking, oh, this guy's cooked. Oh, this guy's not it. I don't know about Cody Bellinger. Play Dominguez. Play Grisham. No. Cody Bellinger can play all 3 outfield positions and first base. We've seen him do all 4 this year. Cody Bellinger is super valuable to this Yankees team because he has the experience playing in big situations like that, big moments like that, in a big stage like that. And, man, he rose to the occasion, and I got to, you know, peacock a little bit because I didn't quit on him, and I have it on wax. Somebody brought it to the surface today. I said, man, I love when you guys bring, you know, the old takes exposed that were spot on. I love when you guys bring them to the surface. It's always the bad takes are the ones that don't age well. I'm like, who's aging tweets out there? Somebody's always aging your tweets that don't age well. But I said he had a good spring on April 29th. He had a good spring. He has a back issue. He had food poisoning. Let it warm up. It's back to being like 70 degrees. It turned into summer on Saturday in the Bronx. And I said, we'll check back Memorial Day weekend. We don't got to wait till Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day weekend is Friday. Cody Bellinger, good to have you on the team. And what happened? We took a left-handed outfielder out and replaced him with another left-handed outfielder, and he shined in Juan Soto's return.
He's wonderful.
Like, how do you leave the Yankees when John Sterling gave you that Soto photo? He's wonderful. Marvelous. I got to call John, man. I got to get John on with me. I got to bring John into my show somehow. I was doing the tell me something cool. I got to bring that back. I got to bring it. Maybe I'll do that before we get out of here. I'll find something cool.
Oh, do we love Soto?
Past tense, 888-808-1019. Zion is in the Bronx. Zion, you're on the Fan.
Yo, what up, Keith?
Yo, what up, my boy?
Not much. It's just today was funny because I'm listening and I'm hearing all the Mets fans are like, oh, Yankee fans are upset. Oh, they love us. Last year, all we heard was, he's coming to Queens. Blank check, he's coming to us. Now he's there, and it's not hustling. It's him hitting ground balls.
Not shuffling.
He got the key to Citi Field, is what I say. He got everything.
Bro, you're right. You reminded me of the whole, oh, enjoy it for now, because Uncle Steve is coming. Oh, he's renting in the Bronx. He's buying in Queens.
Right? And look, looks like he's going to get evicted out of Queens, because they might run him out of town if he keeps it up.
Yeah, he's got to pick it up fast, because all the blame is on him. Now he's not hustling. He's not performing now. They're saying there's issues in the clubhouse. If this thing goes south, I know they're only a half game out of first place. Now they're in second place. If this thing starts to go south, they're going to blame Juan Soto. Be careful what you wish for.
Right. Shout out to Yankees, though. I was a big Cashman critic, but the way he pivoted and got, you got an ace in Freed. You got a Cody Bellinger that was solid for Chicago. You got Goldsmith. You got Devin. I mean,
oh, he's not done.
Grisham playing time, and he's not done. The deadline is soon. Not thinking about it, but you know what he does in the deadline. I can't be mad. Plan B was always better than Plan A.
Zion, you the man, bro. I'll see you at the stadium. 888-808-1019. Thanks for the call. Yo, like, after the Yankees went 82-80, I got on the fan and I said, oh, yo, Cashman needs to have his magnum opus. He needs to have his greatest work. And what started with his greatest work, I mean, he got Verdugo. Yeah, whatever. But then he got Juan Soto. He made the trade for Juan Soto. And if you remember correctly, that trade was held up because he didn't want to give up Michael King. Hal Steinbrenner, I believe, stepped in and was like, yo, the chatter on Yankees Twitter, what I'm hearing, they don't care about Michael King. Get Juan Soto. I also heard that the Yankees were first in line for Juan Soto because Omar Minaya, Brian Cashman, maybe even Brian Sabian, their relationship with A.J. Preller, the GM of the San Diego Padres, they had been talking about the Juan Soto trade since the All-Star game and the trade deadline in 2023. If you remember, Jeter took the mic on Fox and said, I'd like to see Brian Cashman and the Yankees go out there and get Juan Soto. You know, Big Poppy had something to say, but basically planted that seed and put some pressure, and Cashman checked on it, whatever, they got him. And that got them to the World Series. Hey, did what he had to do. But I know for a fact, that feeling of getting back to the World Series, as I'm talking about Knicks fans that are dreaming of seeing the Larry O'Brien trophy and the final script written on the floor at Madison Square Garden, I'm not going to hold you. When I walked into the first World Series game in Yankee Stadium and I saw that big World Series logo on the grass, I'm like, nobody can take this away from me. We're down, but I don't care. I'm in Yankee Stadium. The World Series is back in New York, but we never left. It was only a matter of time. Let's go, Yanks. And you know what? The Yankees felt that too. They felt the $400 million plus that they made on the run and something like over $100 million just off the World Series. And I think that they got that itch to the point where it's like, okay, how do we get back? Well, let's keep this team intact as best as we can. Okay, Juan Soto is represented by Scott Boras. Obviously, we couldn't extend him. Obviously, we heard what he said. We're going to have to beat everybody's offer. There were some people that said that the Yankees weren't going to be in the top three offers. There was a lot of misinformation, whatever, but follow me. The Yankees end up being there at the finish line. The Yankees went further than I expected. Juan Soto chose not to be the Yankee. Be a Yankee. Hal, you're excused. You did more than I would have done. You're better than me. I would have probably capped that at like, I don't know if I get past seven. Ohtani, to me, is a $700 million player. This dude is not a $7 million. And I said that he's great, and he's like that. He's a dog, and I wanted him and all. But I'm like, yo, what are we talking about? Because he's a right fielder. We have Judge. Judge should go back to his rightful position. And, like, it's kind of dumb to pay this guy more than Judge when you know he's not better than Judge. You're paying him almost double But Steve Cohen did that, and he had to do that. Congratulations. The Met fans partied. They partied like it was 1986 over that signing. It made you feel good. It was the first time that you could win an argument with your Yankee fan, coworkers, neighbors. Ah, we got one over you. But you know what? The Yankee fan said, okay, we're going to pivot. And that was time for Brian Cashman's magnum opus. And so far, very good. Just a little tip of the cap, a little pat on the back. Job not finished, job not done. But in this first chapter of Juan Soto returning to the Yankees, or to Yankee Stadium to face the Yankees and the Yankee fans, the Yankees won. So we got y'all. Y'all got to give it up. And it is what it is. Accept it. You've carried that L into Boston and lost in Beantown to the Dead Sox. Like, you can't say anything as far as, like, all of that talking from November, December, January, February, March, April. All that talk about what Juan Soto was going to do in Yankee Stadium. Oh, Juan Soto's going to hit bombs to the bleacher creatures. Juan Soto's going to dominate. He did nothing even kind of like that. So score one goes to the Yankees in the chapter of the next 15 years. And I told y'all, this is not just a one-time thing. This is going to go on forever. Lindor said it. I guess that's just what it is for him. Yeah, Yankee fans are going to boo him. The boos might get louder or get lighter, not as loud, but Yankee fans are going to boo him because we're booing the decision. We went to the World Series last year. And you told the world that this is a Mets town and they're building a dynasty and that the Mets are going to be better than the Yankees. All right, well, let's see it, Juan. And let's see you hustle out of the box. We get it. You hustle Steve Cohen for a suite, for mama to get some extra blouses off the Mets, security detail, Clover Club seats and all that. But this is baseball. The baseball gods, they work in mysterious ways, man. They'll humble you. And you got to humble yourself. You got to snap out of it. Get back to shuffling. Get back to...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Being you, this is New York. Half the fans in New York, maybe a little more, let's say 60% of the fans in New York, maybe even 65. Yankee fans, they hate you. But, you know, these Mets fans, they're going to rock with you. They're going to ride with you. They got no choice. They got no choice, but they're like, I'm getting tweets, people like, how many more games does Juan Soto have in his career with the Mets? I don't know, bro. I'm not worried about that. I'm talking about what just happened this past weekend. I was there Friday. I was there Saturday. I decided to come through WFAN and host for 5.5 hours yesterday and go home and be a family man. So I didn't go to Sunday Night Baseball, but I enjoyed it from my couch and got the result that I wanted. I couldn't wait to come here today, listening to all the different shows today. And, oh, now the Met fan questioning Juan Soto and if he's not happy. When Keith McPherson said that on May 7th, it was, oh, my God, I can't stand this guy. I'm like, no, there's enough evidence to say he does not look the same. I'm going off my experience. I watched him last year. There's enough evidence to say maybe he's not happy as a Met. Maybe he's pressing because this is a lot on the guy. We're waiting. All I kept hearing, it's early. It's early. He's going to snap out of it. Well, snap out of it, Juan. We're waiting. We're ready.
You know what this is going to turn into? If you're a Yankee fan, you're going to start calling Juan Soto Jacoby Ellsbury, version 2. That's what this is going to
no.
That yeah, but he
Jacoby Ellsbury
a bad gone. A bad contract. They overpaid for him.
Bobby
they
were Bonilla.
Waiting for him to perform all these things, and the Yankee fans, and it's already starting. And again, as a Met fan, as myself,
one of the homies called him Dominican Jason Bay.
Sure, because that's what it's going to turn into. And the Mets fans need to have a thick skin, because again, the Yankees and the Mets did the same thing last year. They won nothing. So they both won nothing. Both teams didn't win anything. Both teams had a fun year. It was cute, but they didn't get the ultimate prize. And I told you this earlier. Mets fans have to understand that no matter what happens, Juan Soto is going to be blamed for everything that goes wrong with the Mets. The loss tonight, Juan Soto's fault. Every single loss in the next week, it's going to be Juan Soto's fault. It doesn't even matter if he's
heavy
even in the game.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
It's all Juan Soto. Absolutely.
That's a heavy bank account. Comes with the territory. You wanted to be the man, right? You wanted to be the star. You wanted to be the highest paid player in the league. You wanted your own squad. Carry the squad. We're waiting.
I'm not that concerned about it. If he doesn't perform when we need him to perform, and he doesn't need to perform in May for me, then we can have that discussion. I want him to perform in the big moments.
Well, you know who performs in the big moments more clutch than anybody we've seen in recent times since Mariano Rivera?
Jalen Brunson.
There it is. Anton in Monticello, New York. You're on the fan. You got it.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. When I call my cell phone provider, usually they thank me for being a customer for 20 years, and they thank them, and they say, you know, how many people got out of jail at this point? And they laugh, and then I remember to myself being the New York Rangers fan out of the past 3 years, how many times did we get anywhere, assuming that we would. So we need to go for the past 3 years, first round exit, and no playoff show this year, obviously. And the thing that bothers me the most, and it's probably new to the new listeners, it's not 25 years, because the last time the Knicks, our Knicks, had a chance to be in the finals and do some damage was in 94. Painful moment. So I just want to remind all the listeners to enjoy the moment. Like, back in 94, I used to listen to all the thing games on the radio. Now I'm looking at the baby carrier monitor just to make sure my little one doesn't get up during the call. So just enjoy the moment. Enjoy the ride. It's not 25 years. 25 years, we didn't really have a chance to get this first. And 94 is really the last time we've been there. And, you know, folks my age and older really understand when talking about it. And thanks for the opportunity for all of us to give feedback about all of this.
Thanks for the call, Anton. God bless you and your little one at home. That baby cam. I go to sleep with the baby cam on. My son has the hatch. And I'm so triggered. I listen to the hatch, and I listen. I have my phone on and the sound on just in case he's like, I don't know, just in case he needs something. I understand that Nanit cam, that baby cam. I'm on it all the time. I just checked it not too long ago to make sure he was straight. You know, I always do that when I have these 7 o'clock shows. His bedtime is around 8, and like at least you know we have the technology now to see the baby on the phone. As I say that. I'm on the live stream. They can see my son just moving around right now. Boy, go to bed, boy. I got to check on that. He's on the live cam. He's trying to do a headstand. Anyway, I'm getting off track. That's crazy. He has to know that I'm talking about him. He's moving around in the crib right now. Da-da, come back. Anyway, 25 years ago, I don't think there were Nanit cams. I don't think there were apps where you could be connected on your phone and look at the baby cam in your apartment some miles away. Enjoy it. Stay down till you come up. Enjoy it. This is what you put in the pain for. This is what you dealt with all of those seasons of failure for, all those different players and coaches and front office people. It sucks to lose. It sucks to give a team your heart. It sucks to give a team your emotions. It sucks to give a team the ability to play with your personality and your mood and how you're going to feel. And now they've given it back. Now Knicks fans are feeling better than they have in a long time. And now you have a chance to go to the finals. If you can get out of this Eastern Conference Finals, and you're going to be levitating. You're going to feel like you can walk on water. So, man, we're there. That's why I keep telling y'all, just believe in the team. You've gotten here now. I know we're going to take negative calls during the season or during the series like we have all season. Somebody's going to be the whipping boy. Somebody's going to be soft, or somebody's checked out, or somebody's not worth their contract or all the picks. But, man, this team has embodied the spirit of New York and the energy of the fans. And they're one series away from bringing the finals to Madison Square Garden. And I'm not hating on them. I'm not picking against them. I'm here every night like you guys are, you know, waiting to see what happens and waiting to take your calls talking about it. We got a break again. Keith McPherson on the fan. When we come back, I'll hit you guys with a couple other things. I'll find a tell me something cool so I can bring John Sterling back into the fold. How about that? A Soto photo. He's wonderful. Keith McPherson on the fan. I'll be right back.
Well, now it's time for fanalyst Keith McPherson. Hey, Keith, tell me something cool.
Hey, John, good to hear from you again. Let's see what cool things we could find. I'm trying to pick up the Met fan. I don't hate the Mets. These are my Mets. I want the Met fan to feel a little bit better about some things. It's not a Juan Soto-related thing, but it's the team that they're going to face next, a team that they usually go out to California and they tussle with those guys. They give those guys a run for their money. It's a holiday weekend coming up, and I think you can look forward to facing the Dodgers, the former Brooklyn Dodgers, right? Used to be here in New York. The Dodgers, in their rivalry weekend matchup, the Dodgers got swept by the Angels. I mean, you only lost 2 out of 3 to the Yankees, right? The Dodgers, who were supposed to be big bro, they got swept by Anaheim. And I talked earlier about how New York is different because out in L.A., out in Anaheim, Shohei Ohtani played like 6 years for the Anaheim Angels, and then he left them in free agency and stayed right there in the same place that he lived, went right there to the Dodgers. And those Anaheim Angel fans said, thank you, Shohei, we love you. We'll come see you at Dodger Stadium. Would never happen here. But then I look at the scores tonight, and I look at my chat, and we'll go to some of the things people are throwing up in the chat. The Dodgers are losing again. They're about to hit L4 if they lose to the Diamondbacks tonight, who are up 7-1 against them. The Dodgers have lost 6 out of the last 10, so maybe, you know, if you can take the next 2 games from the Boston Red Sox and then go out to L.A. and sweep them, right the ship, score some runs, things will be all right. 888-808-1019. Let's see what they're saying in the chat. Mick Abel outpitched Paul Skeens in his debut. Orioles firing manager after the whole fan base thought they were. Yeah, how about the Orioles? Turn that up. I'm so pumped. I hate the Orioles. Don't get me started on how much I hate the O's. You guys are talking about F. Juan Soto. I was in Camden Yards chanting F the O's. The O's is for how many goose eggs they put up. They're trash. And all I kept hearing was, here comes the chaos, create chaos, or some type of slogan they had with the Baltimore Orioles. And here comes the Orioles are coming. They got swept out of the first round of the postseason, and they haven't recovered. And they thought they were going to get by with Kyle Gibson pitching. He's gone. So I'd like to see them cooked. It pisses me off that the series they won against the Yankees in Camden Yard that the Yankees gave to them, but it is what it is. Tell me something cool. Beavis Lee Ray says, DJ LeMahieu had a good game. Like, that is pretty cool. I'm wearing DJ's jersey tonight. I'm like, it's valid. I got this 2-6 pinstripes I never wear. It's valid right now. Machine is back on. Mike in Tampa says, Lou Gehrig played his final game today, ending his streak. That is cool. A little Yankee history. John Sterling would appreciate that. Back to the phones. Maybe you could tell me something cool. It's wide open for calls. I've got 25 minutes. Let's get to it. Jesse is in Queens next up on the fan. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, Keith. What's up? Good show. What's going to happen with Soto? Because it doesn't seem – I mean, I think Cohen sold them a good presentation. You're going to be happy here. Your family's going to be happy. And he bought into that. You know, our prospects are good. We have a good future. He probably bought into the hype, but once he put on the uniform and started playing, I think he had a change of heart, and he started missing the Yankees. Like the article came out, so if his heart is not really here, what's the end game? Eventually they're gonna have to, like, you know, maybe trade him somewhere else because he doesn't want to be here. It seems he's not happy here.
I don't know. I don't think they can trade Juan Soto, and I don't think they're interested in trading 26-year-old Juan Soto. He does have an opt-out, but I think that the Mets, like, 5 years from now, this will be a thing of the past. I think it's just a rough start or not an ideal start, and I think it's a huge adjustment for this guy. I don't think he knew the magnitude of his decision staying here in New York, and I think there's a lot of pressure and a lot of things weighing on him. That bank account is weighing on him, but ultimately Juan Soto is going to adjust. Juan Soto is going to be Juan Soto. He's got to get back to having fun and playing the game and being the player he was when he was chasing the bag. I don't know if they need some type of therapist or some type of mental health coach to get that out of him, but, like, this is Juan Soto. We just saw what he was. Like, he homered in the World Series. He hit the home run to send the Yankees to the World Series. That was in October. It wasn't that long ago. Like, I thought he was above all of this. That's the craziest thing. I thought that he was immune to criticism and fans. I thought he was such a cyborg baseball player that, like, yo, he'd be unfazed. He's always dialed in and so locked. But he's just showing that he's human now.
I hope so, man. But because if it is that he doesn't really want to be on the Mets, I mean, that his performance is always going to reflect that. Fans are going to see that, and they're going to kill him. And it's going to turn ugly. So
it already is getting there. They're talking about him not hustling. He's saying, I was hustling. And now fans are blaming it. Like, they're starting to turn on him. Thanks for the call, Jesse. I tried to tell Juan Soto the Mets were whack. He didn't listen to me. I'm kidding.
Why I got to go there every time?
It comes back around, and I can't help it. It's easy.
No one is trading Juan Soto. No, what is wrong with you people? It's a slow start.
You won the Juan Soto sweepstakes. Now we're talking about what's going to happen. I bet if you wanted to trade him, even with that hefty price tag, somebody would be like, yeah, he could play here. Small market team that wants to spend money. Just go back to the teams that were looking for his services. The Red Sox, the Blue Jays. I bet you the Dodgers take him in a heartbeat.
Every single Major League Baseball team, maybe not the Pirates. Every single other team would take Juan Soto in 3 seconds.
And the Dodgers would restructure that contract, defer some money, and
Dodgers, Phillies, go back to the Bronx. Every single team would take Juan Soto.
All-Star game back in 2022, those Dodger fans were chanting, Future Dodger. And I believed them. I honestly did. Ken is out on Long Island next on the fan. What's up, Ken?
Hey, what's up, Keith? Real quick, before I get into Soto, you remember
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The video game Fight Night, 2011 Fight Night Champion.
No, it was a boxing game. What system? What console?
I was back on Xbox 360. I redownloaded it on Xbox One because it was free.
Yeah, I hung up my sticks by the time Xbox came out. We didn't have enough money to get Xbox or PlayStation 2, so I retired.
All right, so getting into Soto, like 100%. I don't know what all these people are talking about trading them. Like, what the heck? What? 3 months into this guy's contract, relax. Yankee fans, you also relax. You know, you lost a sexy girlfriend. You wanted her. Your cousin
stole
her.
Yeah, but we're used to getting sexy girls.
Exactly.
We got a few more, so it's not real.
I get it. You won. You won the series, and we would be talking if we won the series. So it is what it is.
Yep.
We'll see what happens when it comes back to City.
Right.
So, I don't know. Hey, listen, it's the best thing for the sports, best thing for the city, but... Yeah, let's relax with all this.
Yeah, eventually, tomorrow, I think. And maybe even tomorrow as far as when 12 o'clock comes, Big Mac might want to hit you with Knicks Pacers. Big Mac might want to hit you with the Mets Red Sox game, which would just ultimately come back to Soto. Dan is in Patchogue on the fan. Go for it, Dan.
Hey, Keith. Listen, couldn't you chalk this up to being like the whole Soto situation, the same old Mets.
It's just the same
mantra.
Oh, Mets. It's just the same. Oh, Mets.
Like, look at it this way. Like, go back to, Jason Bay and all of those failed contracts. Look at Max Scherzer. look at Justin Verlander.
Bro, when I say it, I'm glad you're saying it, because when I say it, they'd be mad at me. Like, I said, I don't know why Juan Soto would want to put on that bum-ass Mets jersey. I got killed for that. I said that the Mets got to overcome their own curse. They got to overcome their own history, their own existence. Steve Cohen might not have enough money to change that type of cosmic energy in the universe. They got mad at me.
Do you know who leads the National League in RBIs right now? Wilmer Flores.
Yeah, how about his season?
He was a Met.
He came here and balled on the Yankees, too.
Like, it's just the same old Mets. No matter what they do, no matter how much money they spend, no matter what prospects they trade for whatever, whoever, it's never going to change. I'm so sorry, guys in Queens. It's never happening.
Thanks for the call, Dan. It sounds better. It sounds better coming from you than me. Because if I say it, Digital is going to clip it up. They're going to put it somewhere. And they're going to write threads and community posts. I hate Keith McPherson. His show sucks.
That's just another Yankee fan who's still coping that Juan Soto didn't stay. That's all that is. So Mets fans need to take a breath. Tune the noise out.
Yeah, but there
tune
is some.
Tune it out.
There is some facts. You just lost the series.
One series.
You lost the last game of the Pittsburgh Pirates series. Barely scored against them. You just lost the first game of the Red Sox series.
Every team wins 60 and loses 60.
What do we say in baseball? Memorial Day weekend. That's like the first flagpole, tent pole, checkpoint. Memorial Day weekend. Now, Memorial Day weekend, the Mets are still going to have a good record. But Memorial Day weekend, there may be some worry if they don't figure it out. And so there are Yankee fans that I know that are like, they're the Mets. That's why I said earlier in the show, Derek Jeter said, we looked at the Mets as they're just the Mets. And that's why I said earlier in the show, even with an $805 million Juan Soto, the Yankees reminded the world that they're still the Mets and we're the Yankees. And that is just how it's been. It's going to take a long time of winning. It's going to take a long time of winning championships and not talking about winning World Series and not talking about building a dynasty and not talking about it. Like, you have to actually go out there and do it. And it's a lot easier said than done. Juan Soto, Steve Cohen, Mets fans. Like, it's tough, man. I'm rooting for y'all, but not really. Ross is in Bergen County on the fan. What's up, Ross?
Keith, my guy. How you doing, man?
Great, man. Thanks for checking in.
Hey, we appreciate it. Really quick, you going to be at the kickoff this summer, Friday?
I'm trying to get down there because, my mom's crib, I lived 10 minutes from there when I used to be in my days of VIP at DJs with a VIP card, like 2011, 12, 13, and then I retired there, my jersey somewhere in the rafters. But, like, it's a morning thing, and, like, I have a kid, bro. So, like, I got to work on the fan. Yeah, Paulie's flexing his DJ's card. It's just, like, if you know, you know type. But, like, I have a child, so... my life has changed.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm going to be able to pack my son up, drive down there, get everybody settled, and get there before 11. And then there's like a country music artist that I'm not really familiar with that's going to be playing from 11 to 1. It's just different this year. So I'm going to try and hustle and get down there. But I just know between my wife and my son, especially like it's a holiday weekend, I'm not going to be on the fan. Like I'm going to be dad for 4 days. Like I gotta do what they gotta do, and they don't care about me going to DJs
I'm still on the under 21 bill, so we're pretty much in like a red eye. We're getting there early, so we're because I could only be down there for Blue.
Oh, you're in
Joe,
the clear though. It's always great on TV to see the morning show nationally televised. Like I get a lot of pride out of that. One, being at WFAN. Two, being from the shore. Like I grew up in that area. Like I have known about DJs forever, so it's a good look. I don't know if I'm physically going to get there. Like the last few years, I hadn't gotten there until the afternoon drive show started, and we're not doing afternoon drive anymore. So I can't say I'm going to try and make it, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think my family members, my wife's family members, my baby, just it's an hour ride down. So like I don't know. By the time my son wakes up and everything, I'm doing the math. I'm like it's going to take a lot for me to even get there by 11, and then the radio part of it is over, and I'm not familiar with the artist, so I'm not going there for the concert.
Hey, man.
But you should go. You're underage. Like you
we're
can.
Going. Yeah,
yeah, you should go and be on TV and win some prizes and be in the kickoff and all of that.
Really quick, I know you got other people. I'll be quick. I didn't know they were stopping at Boomer and Joe. I thought they were having the rest of the slate, and it just was under 21 or everybody all ages for Boomer and Joe like they did the last couple of years. So I guess either way, the whole show's up until 11. But really quick, I know you're up against it, so I'll get my quick point in. You know, the whole Soto talk and everything, now you hear people calling in about trades and what. We know that's not possible. It's just like a couple of years ago, you guys, you know, every trade and its mother would include Clint Frazier, Estevan Florio, those names. You know, it's kind of like us, you know, Kevin Parada, you know, Brett Beatty, a couple of those other names. We can't start doing that. I'll say this, though. You know, all the names we're seeing online, he's officially reached the nickname status. You know, you brought up the name Jason Bay. I've been seeing Josh Sombay. I've been seeing Juan Soto. I've been seeing 0-for-1 with 3 walks. I mean, the names are everywhere. The guy's been with the team for a month. I'm not so much concerned about the performance because I think, you know, if there's one player in the world, maybe Ohtani I'd put in the same category too, but if there's one guy I think I have faith in to get out of a slump just because of the natural oomph he has with the people someone brought up before, just that he has the best eye in the league for sure. You can talk about the bats to the likes of Witt and Betts in them, but he's got the best eye second to none. So I'm not so much concerned that he's never going to get out of the slump, but I don't think it's kind of just radio fodder. I think it's like there's some legitimate truth to the fact that he's not doing the shuffle. And you see the video of him with his head down, kicking the dirt, throwing the ball back into the infield, which, you know, from the crease, from the bleachers, the clip just, you know, him kicking the dirt around. I think there's some legitimacy to that. And now you see the disconnect between Mendoza saying, we got to talk to him about, you know, sandbacking it out of the box. Whereas he says, you know, a minute later, I think I'm hustling, which clearly he's not. You don't got to be Nostradamus. And there's some people put more, you know, more into, you know, not hustling than others. Some people could care less. Others, you know, it don't matter if it's the first inning or extras, people are going to get pissed off. But I think what he did at Yankee the other night, eighth inning, clutch spot, you got one of the oldest second basemen in the league on a dive, on a ball he had to dive for, and he's sandbagging it to first. I think it pissed off everybody universally. So, and the fact that he's saying he's hustling where the manager and everybody else is, you know, he's saying and clearly knows that he's not. So I think just the fact that there's the disconnect and the stuff that he's done in years past that made him like this flashy, lovable player, like the shuffle and all that, and he's not doing that, concerns me more than the numbers. But I don't know, man. Thanks for all the time. I appreciate it.
Winning cures all. Thanks for the call, Ross. You got Clay Holmes on the mound tomorrow. TBD for Boston. I'm not sure who's going to be pitching, but you know it could change all of this. Juan Soto hitting one over the monster tomorrow. The Mets having double-digit hits, scoring double-digit runs, or just winning by, you know, more than, you know, 3, 4, 5 runs, and then you put it in the past and you move on. I got to move on. Last break. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We'll get to you. I've got about 10 minutes left. Keith McPherson on the fan. KM to AM. We'll be right back. Keith McPherson on the fan. They never called me Big Mac. They called me K-Mac, though, when T-Mac was doing his thing. You know, K-Mac, Tracy McGrady. T-Mac, anyway, let's go to Ray in Brooklyn on the fan. What's up, Ray?
What's up, familia? Yo, Keith, I'm going to have to warn Rosie. Rosie, put on some earplugs. You're my guy, but I got to go after your Mets and your Mets fans. So, Keith, I've been dying to talk to you since Friday night when you ended the show with some clowns.
You don't get to talk, fans. Ray. Sorry.
Hey, go ahead. I don't have much time.
All right. So, listen, when that failed Plan B baby called you and said, why did we, why are you talking about the Yankees when the Knicks just, you know, played a playoff game? Well, listen, if we don't talk about the Mets unless you guys bring us up. So get that straight, buddy boy. And the other thing, like I said, I'm tired of the pivot and the Plan B. Listen, all of you babies are a bunch of failed Plan B babies. That's what Mets fans are. So stop with the Plan B. And stop with all the nonsense because you guys are a bunch of losers. And last thing I'm going to say, Keith, because I know you showed up time. Listen, last night we had you guys had this lady on the radio crying, sounding like, wah, the Yankees manipulated their rotation to have this guy pitch, you know, Freed, and they should have won the game. Well, I don't hear you crying about the fact we don't have our ace Cole and Big G and Jazz and Luis Hill. You guys should be embarrassed that the Yankees are in first place and you're in second place.
Thanks for the call, Ray. Yeah, there's a lot of copium, a lot of coping going on. And understand that, like, that's going to happen. If the Yankees lost on Sunday Night Baseball, it'd be the opposite. Let's go to Andre in Queens on the fan. What's up, Dre?
Hey, what's good, Keith? How are you?
Great, man. Thanks for calling. You're in there.
All right. I'm a Mets fan, and I see this dude, Juan Soto, man. Dude doesn't look happy, bro. I don't know what it is. I just feel like he just don't look happy right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on him. Thanks for the call. His life has changed. It'll change at some point. But, like, even him doing the hit celly doesn't look authentic. Him celebrating a home run, I don't know. It's got to change. He's being paid. It is his job to be happy. And even if he's not happy, he's got to fake it. Jerry's in Rockland on the fan. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, how are you?
Great. How are you?
I got a quick point. I think people forgot about a couple years ago, not even long ago, we signed a guy for a pretty large contract. Also started off pretty slow. I think his name is Francisco Lindor. And I think people are forgetting that we also have Nimmo and McNeil, who are also slow to start this year. And what I really like to see is maybe the hitting coach should be rearranged. What do you think?
Yeah, no, those are valid points, and I think people have brought them up, but, like, we look at Juan Soto as, like, above. Like, he's not immortal. Thanks for the call, Jerry. Like, we've looked at him as, like, this guy is – they've compared him to Ted Williams, and, you know, but now, like I said, he's just showing that he's human too. Tony's in Montreal on the fan. We got a minute left, Tony. Go for it.
Listen, Keith, you're amazing. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, Soto is so-so, and I just posted this the following. Stanton is the truth. Forget Soto. Stanton and Judge are the new Bash Brothers New York. And the reason I say that is that when we spoke way back when we were, some guy attacked you for saying La Jolla instead of La Jolla. It's the first time I ever called you. I was making the same mistake, by the way. Anyway, long story short, I said, everyone's like, I don't know, they're like capitulating, they're giving up. We lost this guy, we lost this. No, and I said, you have Judge and you have Stanton. And let me tell you something. As soon as Stanton comes back to full speed, I think that the Mets are a forgotten conclusion. We will beat them at any time. And I think that we are fine, and we were fine. And kudos to the Brain Trust in New York, because they brought in some great players instead of signing Soto. I always said signing Soto would have been a mistake, and it's proving me right. You said it. That contract is killing us.
I just think we can't be so finite. We can't put a cap on this thing. The only thing that we can put a cap on is the Yankees won the first Subway Series, and they defeated Juan Soto in his return. Juan Soto didn't get the best of them. He didn't hit 3 home runs. And all of the things that we had heard from the Met fan, the Yankee fan, gets the peacock around to the victor, go the spoils. But that's for now. That's for now. It's baseball. It's fickle. It's going to change. This is not forever. Coming up, Chris McMonagle. C-Mac has you for the next 5 hours. Call the fans. Stay tuned right here. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow night. Keith McPherson out.
He's wonderful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.